has a double disappearance thing. We can do the honors and hear about the departed Vaishnavas. Today, 30th of August, Srila Raghunandan Thakur disappearance. And Srila Vamsidas Babaji disappearance. I wonder whether anyone will be remembering our disappearance day. These personalities were very distinguished. They were especially remembered because they're great, great devotees in Krishna consciousness. So we can learn by hearing about them. Especially this Raghunandan Thakur is a very nice pastime. I think everyone will enjoy this pastime. I can't resist. We'll also sing the Yeh Nilo Premanam. There's a song we sing for the departed ancestors, spiritual ancestors. So we'll sing that song also. We have the words for that. Yeh Nilo Premanam. Krishna. So Srila Raghunandana Thakur. Really amazing story, especially for those who have children. Maybe children will get inspiration from this. That should be a good devotee from childhood. Okay. Shri Raghunandana. Do we need any translation? Are you okay with English? Yes, you are, anyway. But is that all okay? Sri Raghunandana Thakur, being called away on medical business, Mukunda Das once asked his young son, Raghunandana, to offer Raj Bhog to the family deity of Gopinath. Raj Bhog means midday offering. In our Hare Krishna movement, if you don't know, there's lots of offerings to the deities. I believe 7 every day. There's Bell Bhog, there's this Bhog, that Bhog, right up to the evening time. So you can get lots of Maha Prasadam. You can always be eating. You can eat your way back to Godhead. If you don't get digestion first, you digest. So, he was a doctor. Mukunda was a doctor. And you know what doctors are like. They get phone calls. Well, in those days, they didn't get phone calls. They would get messages. They had runners. You know how they had runners in those days? I was going to... In London recently, there was a pub called the Bow Street Runner. And you know, they didn't have motorbikes and things either. But they had some guy, you know, just to run across town with your message. You used to pay them, you used to run. So maybe he got a runner and said somebody was on the deathbed. Yeah. Somebody's about to leave their body and needed urgently some medicine. So he told his young boy, Raghunandana, please you do the Raj Bhog offering. Maybe, I don't speculate, but maybe his mother had already cooked it, or I don't know what was happening. The domestic details. It's not mentioned here. He prepared. Raghunandana prepared everything timely, carefully, and with great devotion. He cooked the offering, because his father was out. When he made the offering,
He remembered his father's order. Make sure the deity eats, his father said. Make sure the deity of Gopinath eats his bhoga. That's the whole idea. We want Krishna to eat. Therefore, we have to be devotees. Krishna doesn't take anything that's not offered with what? Tulsi leaf and bhakti, devotion. Krishna actually doesn't, Krishna's not hungry actually. He can be a very rich man, offering all the best things, avocados and mangoes, flown in from South Africa. But he's not interested unless we are devotees. He's interested in the love. Pacham Pusmam Palam Tayam Yome Bhakti Prayasati. If you offer me with love, leaf, fruit, flower, water, then I will accept it. So his father told him, my dear boy, make sure Gopinath eats. That was why he said that. Who knows? Ringing the bell, the simple boy told the Gopinath deity, eat, 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 eat. So we're going to see now, see if it works. Sisi Rai Gopinath, the king. Sisi Rai Tandishaka, king. Janath Pandit Shibadra, Sisi Kondai, king. So then what happened? What happened? Raghu Nandana began crying when he saw the untouched food remaining on the deity's plate. He looked at the plate. He could see everything's still on the plate. What's going on here? He feared his father's anger for his inability to make the deity eat. So Gopinath, he couldn't resist the child's intense devotion. So when Gopinath saw that the child was in great distress, my father's going to come back and I didn't make the deity eat. What am I going to do? So the Lord ate everything on the plate, leaving no remnants. There's nothing on the deity plate left. Completely clean. It's a really amazing story. Upon returning, Mukunda asked for Gopinath's Mahaprasada. Where's the Maha? Raghunandana, where's the Maha? Oh boy. Raghunandana said, the deity ate everything. He ate everything, Papa. Nothing left. Astonished, Mukunda told his son, make the offering again. From a hidden place, Mukunda watched in total amazement as Raghunandana offered a laddu to Gopinath. But the deity only took half the laddu because it was still full. But the Lord took half a laddu. Mukunda understood that the deity only took half because he was still full from eating the lunch offering. You can imagine it. You know, you're full up and somebody asks you to eat something. You don't really want to eat. You taste a bit of it. So Mukunda is also a pure devotee. So he was understanding everything. Choked with divine emotion, in appreciation of his pure devotee son, Mukunda embraced Raghunandana. Later, in Jagannath Puri, Lord Gauranga lovingly asked Mukunda Das, who is the father and who is the son? Because they always used to go down every year from Navadvipa.
with the families. They used to walk. They used to go padyatra. And they used to go to see Lord Chaitanya. That was a big outing, summer holidays. And Mukunda replied, Raghunandana is definitely my father. My son is my father. Because he has given me Krishna Bhakti and showed me pure Krishna consciousness. In Krishna Leela, Raghunandana is Kandapa Manjari or Pradyumna of the Chaturvyuha. His samadhi is in the 64 samadhis area. So this is a little biography compiled by Mahanidhi Swami, my godbrother. His biographies are already existing in different forms. And he compiled this nice book. So, Raghunandana Thakur ki. Who would like to have a son like Raghunandana?
Hi.
Yeah. You would like to be like Raghunandana? That's good. You're in the right place. In the right place. Have you ever done the offering? Have you ever cooked the offering? Yes?
Corn dye.
What did you cook?
Kitchen.
Did you go to Thai Tay?
Yes.
Thanks. I wish I'd been there. I could have tasted it myself. So today is double nectar from our previous acharyas. Srila Bhamsidas Babaji disappearance. There's a little book about Bhamsidas Babaji by Akhti Kash Swami. So he was more recent, as far as I know. Maybe I'm wrong. Vamsi Shiva Dharanda Thakur. Anyone got the Vamsi Das Babaji book? Doesn't mention him. Vamsi Das Babaji was anyway, it says Vamsi Das. It's not in this book. But this is Vamsi Das Babaji. Vamsi Das Babaji was I just have to go and try and remember as much as I can. Was very remarkable. He was Abhaduta. Abhaduta means he was outside of social norms completely. And sometimes he used to wear kopin, sometimes he didn't. And he used to live a kind of timeless life in devotion to Krishna. In the recent times, this is we're talking about the 19th century, sorry, 20th century, and the devotees of the Gaudiya Math were instructed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati to be with him, Vamsi Das. Vamsi Das Babaji. They were instructed to be with him and record what he said and record what he did and if possible do some service for him. Because Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati recognized that he was not an ordinary being. He was in another world altogether. Although, you know, he used to, for instance, I mean, he lived on the railway station in Howrah for like 6 months. It's just a very weird character. And he had his Gaudiya deities with him. Some of you may remember other stories. from Bhakti Prakash's book compilation, that he used to talk to his deities and he used to chastise them like anything. And, you know, if you don't do this, if you don't do that, then you'll be in trouble. It's like, I won't feed you, you know. And they were watching Bhante Das. He never used to go to the toilet, he never used to go to the bathroom, pass water even, for months and months. His body was different, somehow it was different from ours. Sometimes he didn't eat for days and days. And, sometimes he would bath, sometimes he wouldn't. But everything he did say was, you know, fully Krishna conscious. He was in the mood of separation. Well, I remember one thing he said. He went to Vrindavan to Braj. He went to Braj to see the holy places of Krishna's pastimes. And when he went to Gokul, Gokul is the place where, of course, you can see, supposedly, you can see the willow, the grinding water of Mother Yashoda, where Krishna was tied. So when he came back to Navadvipa, he said, I went, and he was speaking Bihari, some Bihari, Bhojpuri or some dialect of Bihari Hindi. I can't remember the actual thing, but he would say words to the effect, I went all the way to Gokul, and all I saw were the stones. I just saw the stones. It's like, you know, he didn't see Krishna, he didn't see Mother Yashoda, just saw the stones. He's lamenting. You know, Sakani was always feeling separation from Krishna. Anyone else remember some story? Come see this. It's really amazing book. I think he sometimes would smoke hookah or something. I'm not sure, something. And yeah, it's mentioned in Bhakti Prakash. So he was, Bhakti Prakash warns us that when we see people like this, we should be very careful, or hear about people like this, we shouldn't, because we are neophytes, we're trying to come to the level of pure devotional service, and so it's difficult for us to understand someone like Ramsidas Babaji, who's Abhidhuri, who's way, way beyond any material bodily conception of life. But anyway, if anyone can find that book, we have that book in the library, a little paperback, if anybody wants to read it today. So today we can pray for the mercy of Raghunandana Das and Ramsidas Babaji. Raghunandana Das Thakur Ramsidas Babaji Ki. So let's sing a song. What's that in the photo of it? I'm not going to spend the whole day. We've only got 15 minutes. Do you want to hear more, or more about Bhante Das? Or should we do the Bhagavatam in 15 minutes? Well, we're going to see yeah, Nilo Premadana, right? So we haven't got much time. Maybe we could hear a few more? Bhante Das? Yeah, okay. Anybody like to hear more?
Yeah.
We don't want any imitators wandering around with only cocaine and doing strange things. It won't be good for the guided tours. People will wonder what's coming on in the Hare Krishna. They have hard enough time anyway. Thank you. The actual fact is that Vamsidas Babaji was a pure devotee of Krishna. Although unorthodox in his practices, he never deviated from the correct Siddhanta or became influenced by the speculations of pseudo-Vaishnavas. Contrary to the misinformation given in this book, Vamsidas have been taken as extreme eccentricity or mundane madness. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has confirmed that Vamsidas' behavior corresponds with that of the topmost devotees as described in all Vedic literature. It may be questioned that if liberated souls such as Vamsidas Babaji have nothing to do with the material world, then what is their reason for their coming here? Srila Narottam Das Thakur gives us the answer. Darshane pavitra kuru etumaragun. Just by seeing a great devotee, one is purified. We cannot measure the contribution of all devotees in terms of how many temples they established or how many disciples they made. Devotees like Vamsidas Babaji greatly benefit us just by their presence. By seeing them, one becomes purified. By hearing about them, one also becomes purified. Therefore, this book should be read by devotees with great reverence and care for the sake of purification. Yeah, I visited the place of Vamsidas in Majidpur in Bangladesh. Three Babajis of Navadvip, Jagannath Das Babaji, Gokishore Das Babaji, and Vamsi Das Babaji, were all absorbed in deep devotion to Krishna. This is some of the introduction. This elevated level of devotional service and spontaneous love of Krishna is not to be imitated. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has given us a warning. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidim Dinam Aikantiki Hare Bhaktir Utpatatyaiva Kalpate. The rules and regulations of devotional service, as given in all scriptures, are absolutely essential. If one tries to perform Hari Bhakti without following these rules, his so-called devotion will simply cause disturbance. However, in the same book, Rupa Goswami gives the following instruction. Smartavya satatam Vishnu, everyone. Smartavya satatam Vishnu.
Smartavya satatam Vishnu.
Vismartavya na jatu chit.
Vismartavya na jatu chit.
Sabe vidini sedasyo. Eteo eva kinkara. Always remember Krishna.
Always remember Krishna.
And never forget him.
All rules.
rules and regulations
are subservient to this one.
The behavior of Bhaktisiddhas was so unusual that only the most advanced devotees, those on the same level of perfection, could clearly recognize his greatness. Had Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati not informed us of the actual position of Srila Bhaktisiddhas Babaji, his transcendental ecstatic behavior would probably never been recognized. And he would have been thought to be a Sahajiyan. But Babaji never associated with such deviants. Rather, he decried their activities. From other sources also, I heard several amazing narrations of Bhaktisiddhas. But I have not included any stories not confirmed by reliable sources. Okay, let's hear. Bhaktisiddhas Babaji appeared in this world in 1859 in the village of Majitpur. At that time, part of the Myaman Singh district of East Bengal, Bangladesh. His father was Sanatan Mela Brahma, a poor fisherman. Their first son, Bhairav Chandra, born in 1859, was later to become famous as Bhaktisiddhas Babaji. As was customary for all caste Hindus, Bhairav Chandra took initiation from his family's guru, who was from the Narottam Parivara of Jamalpur. Like many of the fishing castes in Bengal even today, Bhairav was brought up in extreme poverty. His family survived from day to day on whatever fish they could catch. Life was rough, devoid of any comforts or niceties. There was no question of education. Young Bhairav only had to learn how to catch and sell fish. That was to be his life. Nothing more was to be expected or hoped for.
Wow.
Bhairav would spend his days at the river with his father and other fishermen. But returning home at sunset, he would make his way to the Gaunitai temple in the neighboring village of Jamalpur. There, in a rough village dialect that was the only language he knew, he heard from a Vaishnava guru, Narottam Das Babaji of Nigoya, of the temporality of material life, the pastimes of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the glories of the holy name. It is quite probable that at this time, Bhaktisiddhas learned the songs of Narottam Das Thakur that were to be the succor of his life. Indeed, Narottam's songs were deliberately composed of simple language to make the highest Vedic truths available even to the uneducated. Then, as now, Bengal's villages were infested with bogus misrepresentations of Vaishnavism. Some took Vaishnavism as a license for debauchery. Others made money out of cheap presentations of Krishna Leela. Bhairav was never attracted to such pretenders, but heard carefully from his guru and kept close to his lotus feet. Gradually, Bhairav started to spend most of the night hours at the guru's ashram. Seeing his growing indifference to worldly affairs, his parents anxiously arranged for his However, Bhairav's apathy to material life continued to grow. Shortly after marriage, Bhairav left home, abandoning his young wife and 6-month-old son to become a renunciate. He took spiritual initiation from Narottam Das Babaji, who renamed him as Bhaktisiddhas. Later, Bhaktisiddhas was usually referred to simply as Babaji Maharaj. Although his previous life had hardly been one of comfort, he now became extremely austere. The tattered dhoti or gamcha bathing cloth that he was accustomed to wear was now replaced by loincloth only. Bhaktisiddhas remained in the Niyoga Aka Ashram in Jamalpur for a few days and worship the deities of Radha and Krishna. After living for 3 years in a Panchavati in Majitpur, he set off to tour holy places throughout India. After travelling long and wide, he finally came to Navadvip, where he remained for most of his life. At the end of his life, he returned to Majitpur and departed the world from there. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati came to hear of the exalted position of Bhaktisiddhanta Babaji. In 1903, they first had his darshan in Navadvip. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that Jagannath Das Babaji, Sisi Radha Gopinath Ki, used to say that Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, Srila Gopinath Das Babaji, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Das Babaji were all close associates and are always worthy of worship by devotees. Bhaktisiddhanta is not known to have physically spent much or even any time with either Jagannath Das Babaji or Gopinath Das Babaji. However, as they are all Nitya Siddha Mahabharatas, they always associate together on the spiritual platform of service to the servants of Shishi Radha Krishna in Baloka Vrindavan. I think we'll have to just sing the song now. Although physically present in this world, he had little connection with it. He was about 6 feet tall and strongly built. His hair and beard were uncut, matted and disheveled. He never took bath, and his eyes looked wild. He wore a loincloth only and nothing more. Although Bhaktisiddhanta looked dirty and bedraggled, he was healthy and strong due to his direct ecstatic contact with Krishna. Okay, we don't have time now. Let's just sing a song.
We have the words? Everyone has the words. Thank you.
things.
Yeah.
Shaka, 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 Shaka